Track 2.
Hi, Daniel. Could you have a look at my circuit diagram before we go into class? I'm sure Mr. Lang will check it very critically, and I'd like to get a good mark for it.
Of course. Let me see.
Hey, what's wrong with it? I know it's not perfect, but look at your face.
Sorry, Joanna, but this doesn't work at all.
Why not?
Well, first of all, you have to draw a circuit using straight lines. These lines are all curved.
Okay. What else? Is the power source in the correct place?
I'm afraid not. You start with a symbol for a power source on the left-hand side. Yours is on the right. The symbol for a power source isn't a square either. It's a rectangle.
I see. Then the current flows along a path from the plus pole to the minus pole.
Yes, so you should add the mathematical symbols for plus and minus to the power source in the diagram.
And what comes next?
Then we have to include three electronic components.
Ah, yes, a lamp, a switch, and a fuse.
That's right. They have to be added to the path of the current.
Which one comes first after the power source? I put the lamp first.
Well, Mr. Lang explained that a fuse comes after the power source because it is a protective device. You see, if there is too much current in the circuit, you get an overcurrent, and then the fuse blows. The fuse basically protects the path and the lamp.
I see. Where do I put the switch then? I remember Mr. Lang telling us that the switch allows the current to flow, or it stops the current flowing.
Exactly. That's why I positioned the symbol for the switch to the right of the fuse, on the right-hand side of the diagram. Again, the two symbols have to be connected with a straight line, not a curved line.
Okay, I won't use curved lines anymore. The lamp then comes after the switch on the path.
I would draw the lamp symbol parallel to the symbol for the fuse. Then you draw a connecting line back to the source, and you have a rectangular circuit diagram.
Thanks for your help, Daniel. The whole circuit makes more sense to me now. And I'm sure Mr. Lang will like this diagram much better than my first one.
I'm sure he will. You're welcome.